Hold on to this, because the microphone's weak. Okay. So just keep it close to your mouth.
Okay.
Tell me about what's happening today. What is the group, and describe what happened.
Well, this is a group called English-Speaking Group of Amnesty International Hungary. We designed, organized this protest. It's because the American president is visiting Hungary today and tomorrow. And we want to draw the attention of the world and of the Hungarian leaders, American leader and European leaders, that we couldn't tolerate as Amnesty International the violations of basic universal human rights, which is happening now or every day in the last couple of years in Iraq, in Afghanistan and in Guantanamo. We are, as Amnesty International, demanding the immediate or as soon as possible closure of Guantanamo Bay, where in the camp they are holding, without most of them, 95% without any charge, detainees who are suspected of terrorism, whatever. We demand to close this camp where the detainees are treated in an inhuman way, degrading way, their treatment, and we have reports and testimonies of torture. And United States and all the other countries who have anything to do with this should stop this, and we should demand, and we are asking also the US government and the European Union's leaders that to ban this practice. According to our belief, torture couldn't be an answer for terror, and we don't believe that for our safety it's anyway justified to use cruel, inhuman treatments or torture, so it's unacceptable. And also we know that there is a summit, so we made this protest for today because the American president will visit Hungary in the evening, but there is a summit just in the neighboring Austria, the European summit with the United States, where according to our knowledge on the agenda there is the Guantanamo Bay situation. So we hope that officially, and we demand the European leaders that demand the closure of Guantanamo Bay and all these secret camps where they are holding who knows how many thousands of people without ever, most of them ever being charged of any crime whatsoever.
So Bush is also coming here to commemorate 1956. Can you explain that to an American audience?
Well, you know that this was a very important event, the revolution, just 50 years ago, where Hungarians they revolted, raised their arms against the Russian occupations, against a dictatorship. Thousands and thousands of Hungarians lost their life, and for more than 40 years we lost our freedom. We were occupied, so this event is very important, and it's a tragic event also at the same time, because we made this revolution but it was not successful. But anyway, I think this, what we could have enjoyed our democracy, and like expressing our opinion and freedom, it was based in a great part what happened in 56, when Hungarian students, workers from different sides of the society, different political beliefs, but they were united by a common belief that they want to live in a free world where they can have their own life and nobody will dictate them.
And what is your name and what do you do?
My name is Balázs Nagy Navarro. I'm here in Amnesty as a volunteer, and I was responsible for this campaign, for this event, which we are doing now.
And today is the, Bush is going to arrive this evening, or maybe is here, I don't know. And then tomorrow, what do you expect tomorrow's event to be like?
Well, today we know that the president always at the time when I'm speaking, there is the summit in Vienna, so there is the talk between European leaders, among them the Hungarian Prime Minister with George W. Bush, of the President of the United States. He's supposed to come in the evening. We don't know exactly all the details because of course it's security reasons, but according to our knowledge around 8 o'clock he will be landing by the Air Force One in Hungary, Budapest. We were supposed to go to protest also to draw his attention in front of the hotel where we thought he would be staying, but they changed the plan, so we won't go there because we should have declared our demonstrations 3 days before according to Hungarian law. Tomorrow we will go to the same place where we started today the demonstrations. It's just at the bottom of the hill where is the Castle Hill and where is the residence of the Hungarian president, who will be receiving the American president around 10 o'clock. But we were informed by the police that because of security reasons, even if we have a right to a free assembly, which we declare, but they won't let us go there because they will close the whole area. So we will try actually to go there anyway because it's our constitutional right. The police have no whatsoever to say no or yes, whether they like or not. So we think we have the right to go there, but probably we couldn't because of this barriers and police build up. And after this we will have also demonstrations just in front of the parliament at the square Vértanúk tér, where we have a monument of Imre Nagy, who was the Hungarian prime minister in 1956, and we know that after this event he was taken by force to after this crash the revolution, he was taken by force to Romania, and then he was executed by the pro-Soviet, pro-communist regime later. So I think it's a symbolic that tomorrow we will draw the attention of the violations of human rights and the very importance of basic human rights for all over the people at the very in front of the very monument where Imre Nagy, the former Hungarian prime minister's monument, a statue is.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Perfect.